Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
All right, Walter, this is a question that I had when I first started, and I'm sure other people have also. It relates to news. So, you know, when good news comes out, good things are supposed to happen to the currency pair, right? So, for example, if bad news came out of Japan, but the USD Japanese yen went down, you know, what the heck? Why does that happen?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Where sometimes you will get news and you think it should affect the currency one way, but it doesn't. It goes the other way. And what people will often say is it's really about the expectation. So when we trade the non-farm payroll, for example, what we do is we only take a trade if there's a surprise in the numbers. So we know what the economists think are going to be the numbers for the non-farm payroll. And if it's enough of a gap between the real numbers when they're released and the expected average numbers that the polled economists say, then we have a trade. And it's kind of the same thing. Now, I will hand on heart tell you right now, I am not a fundamental trader. I don't go for fundamentals. I don't try and interpret fundamentals. I just go with the chart, right? So I'm as close to a pure chartist as you'll ever find. However, I do know that when these things happen, what the fundamental analysts often point to is, well, yeah, it was bad news for the yen, but it wasn't as bad as they thought it would be, right? And these are the sorts of things, like recently, a couple months ago or a month ago, they didn't cut rates on the Aussie dollar, and the expectations were that they would probably keep continuing to cut rates, even if they didn't do last time around. Maybe they were going to do it, you know, in the next couple of months. But they left a line out they didn't raise rates, they didn't cut rates, they did nothing, but they left out this line that they usually say, the Reserve Bank of Australia usually says, and we will continue to monitor the situation and keep on top of the, you know, the cash rate or blah, blah, blah. And they just left that line out. So everyone thought, oh, maybe they're done cutting rates. So the Aussie dollar just spiked up, you know, and it doesn't make any sense. Why would the Aussie dollar spike up when they didn't cut rates? You know, they didn't do anything, and they didn't actually say that they weren't going to cut rates in the future. They just didn't say that we're going to keep monitoring it, you know, and that sort of thing. So, you know, it's all about expectations. So when you're looking at these things and you're trying to make sense of them, it's often the case that the expectations of the market are what dictate the reaction, not necessarily the numbers. So it's kind of, how do those numbers line up with what people thought was going to happen? So there you go. So hopefully that makes sense.
Great explanation. Thanks, Walter.
See ya.
See ya.